Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Martin Perez, after the game, and I heard people talking around here. I didn't see this. Was O'Neal Cruz laughing after his error? I don't know the pop-up that he dropped. But whatever it is, it's some of the body language, and it's not coming from people in the hallways here. It's coming from their own clubhouse. This is Perez after the game talking about his teammates.
Martin, as a team, what gets you going in the right direction?
We've got to play the game. I mean, it's already tough. I think we're making tough, tougher, and then just got to go out there and I think we have to change our body language a little bit and enjoy the game. I mean, we're putting too much pressure on and we're not getting the result that we're looking for. So, like I say, we got to come tomorrow and go out there and enjoy it and try to play better.
So he's saying not enjoying it enough, that their body language, from that I take, he thinks that they're tight.
I agree.
He also said there's not enough noise in the dugout, things like that. Like,
I think they're all pressing.
Yeah,
I think nobody epitomizes that more than Henry Davis. He is one of those guys who's really pressing. He's trying too hard, and as a result, he's over swinging. He wants to hit everything into the Allegheny River.
Right. I mean, and now he's been benched 2 days in a row. There's so many individual player issues. Let's take them. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, this just goes to show you how quickly things can change.
Oh, sure.
It was probably a week ago. It was probably last Monday. I'd have to think about what was going on. But last Monday, we were basically talking about this team in a completely different light.
Playoff opponents.
Everything's great. You know, they're going to be great. They're going to be, you know, should we alter our win total to 85 or 86?
They're going
to
buy at the deadline.
They're going to do this. They're going to be buyers. Now, we've got a story about the locker room pulling apart because, you know, one player is saying, oh, you know, we have our we have bad body language. We have the general manager throwing the head coach throwing the manager under the bus. It's all falling apart. It's amazing how a week of losing, it just goes to show you too how kind of fragile this franchise is all the time. But go ahead.
I just don't know if they're any good, and I'll look at the lineup. I mean, let's just take these one at a time with like a real short comment on each, and if it leads to a discussion, great. If not, we'll move to the next guy. So let's look at yesterday's lineup. Connor Joe leading off. I like Connor Joe as a utility guy. I think he gives you a good at-bat. Ultimately, last year, he hit .247 with a .760 OPS. He gives you a little bit of power. He had 11 home runs and 400 at-bats. He's exactly nobody's idea of a leadoff hitter, except this team's. Paul?
Well, I mean, who else would you put in leadup right now at this point?
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem.
That's the problem they have.
On this team, he looks like Ricky Henderson.
That's part of the problem, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, we're going to go down the list of player by player by player, and I get it, but by the same token, I mean, Connor Joe might actually get a hit. He might actually get on base. And I don't know that we can say that about many of these other guys.
But the
right
fact
now.
That he's your leadoff hitter and an everyday guy here, Bob, I think speaks to the issue at hand.
Well, but it's a larger issue, Joe. It's a larger issue. The fact that Nate Bart or whatever the hell his name is, Triolo and Connor Joe are considered three of your most reliable pieces right now. And all three of them should be part of a, you know, they should all be, Sunday lineup guys.
Yeah.
That speaks probably more than just about anything that we're going to say here.
Connor Joe is a utility guy. End of story for me. He's very good in that role. If he's made to do more than that, then you show your weaknesses. So he's been made to do more than that. He's playing first base. He's doing a lot of different things that I don't think he – and give him credit, he's played well when he's been over there. But he's not the kind of guy who needs to be in the lineup every single day, except right now on this lineup, which can't produce much hits. So, you know, he's in there. But he is a very good utility player on a good team.
Yes. Brian Reynolds, your number two guy. The Red Sox number two guy had 34 home runs last year and batted 300. Brian Reynolds, to me, is a guy who delivers a little bit, right around an 800 OPS, probably less. Mid-20s in homers. He's a good player. But for that contract, I kind of want a little more.
Yeah.
Don't you guys?
I mean, the thing about Reynolds is he's good enough, but not quite good enough. And you know, like to me, if he's maybe your fifth or sixth best player, then you're a pretty good team. But they have basically tried to cast him as their best player. And I don't know that he's really fits that role. And I don't know that he's good enough to be a team's best player.
21 looks like an outlier when he had a 912 OPS and hit 300, like a major outlier, right, Bob?
Yeah, I think he is probably their best player when he plays and is capable of doing what he's doing. But the problem with that is then the pressure falls on him to do it on a regular basis. And I don't know that he's built to do that. He's built to be a contributor on a good lineup. And he can help you in many ways. But if you're looking for him to be the reason why your offense starts gaining traction, I don't know that he can supply that. I mean, he is what he is. He is a good major league player.
Yeah, I don't think he carries your team. And I don't think the number three guy, you know, it's early. It is early. And I still think Key Brian Hayes is going to hit. But he's got no home runs and 75 at-bats. And he's your three hitter. You know? No, I just see he's... He's a five or six guy on a good team.
That's what I said. I
mean, they have a lot of those, and that seems to be the problem.
I mean, really, to be honest, again, and this goes back to our larger discussion, the young, super quote-unquote superstar-type players, they have to perform, and they haven't. And so, you know, we're told O'Neill Cruz, for instance, and we're going to get to him, but I'm just saying, O'Neill Cruz is – he's in that category of younger guy, right? That was a prospect that, you know, was supposed to be, okay, he's going to arrive as a part of this bigger picture. He hasn't arrived. So we're sitting here talking about guys like Reynolds and Joe and Triolo who should all just be sort of complementary players, and they have to be the main players. That's the problem.
I mean, so the top four has been a lot of times Connor, Reynolds, Hayes, and Sawinski. Now you know why they're right where they are, and Sawinski's next. And to me, Bob, he's hitting 191. He hit 224 last year. I don't care that much about average, but his OPS is below 800. He strikes out at a prodigious rate. If you're going to do all the other things as poorly as he does at the plate, you got to hit like 35 or 40 home runs to make that palatable. You go ahead and hit 200.
I think we talked about that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
that's the way he's valuable.
Kyle Schwarber hits 200, but it'll give you 35.
Exactly. I'll take the trade-off. But again, he has to do that. If he doesn't, then he's a liability.
And here's the other thing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So he has two home runs. Right now, how many games are we through? 22 games?
Yeah, two of his home runs have accounted for six of his seven runs batted in. Right. Other than that, he hasn't.
That's what I mean. But so we're in 22 games is roughly, what, about an eighth of the season then, right?
Yeah.
So play it out. I mean, he's looking to maybe get to like 15 or 16 home runs.
Even if he gets to 25 but just not good enough.
That's what I mean. With what he does at the plate, if he gives you 15 to 16 home runs and that's it,
boy.
That tells me you have a lot of outs in your lineup.
Well, now we get to the uncomfortable one, and that's McCutchen. And it's just mind-boggling to me that Shelton has not batted him below fifth. And we all love Andrew McCutchen, all have tremendous amount of respect for him, and he might get it going, but you can't put him lower in your lineup until he does, or if he does. I'm a little skeptical as to whether he will. I think this might be the end, but, you know, he may get it together, but in the meantime, he never bats below fifth. What are we doing here?
Well, that's because everyone else has to go below him because they're all worse. And he batted Henry Davis eighth yesterday, whatever it was, because they're dropping everyone. Right. Somebody's got to bat fifth.
Bat Joey Bart at cleanup.
I mean, right
Joey
now.
Joey Bart's your best player.
Right now, but here's what I would tell you about McCutchen that's concerning. Okay, he's batting 173, whatever. His on base is less than 300.
He strikes out all the time. Do we think that he's nearing the end?
Yes,
here?
He has to be. I mean, maybe he has a renaissance and he starts playing a little bit better. But right now, his OPS plus, which if you're a high, you know, if you're an average hitter, your OPS plus is about 100, right? His is 59. 59. I don't know that I've ever heard of a guy that low. That's basically a regular everyday player. And again, it's 22 games. I get it, but it's one eighth of the season now. Like we are through the first quarter. You know, first eighth of the season.
And he doesn't play the field. So
yeah, there's nowhere to put him.
Like that,
if you're trying to get other guys to awaken themselves at the plate, like a Henry Davis. Maybe him being DH and taking his mind off of catching, I would try that just because I need to get his bat going. I need to do something to get him in the right frame of mind offensively.
Then we have Rowdy Tellez. He's done absolutely nothing. I would have signed Rhys Hoskins, but that would have been more expensive.
No, Bellinger. I kept saying that. No, it was too expensive. At some point, you have to do more than just the $2 to $3 million a year, one-year players because those players normally are, you know, journeymen who go, and he fits right into that. Bellinger's 28. He's off to a terrible start for him, but he still has three home runs, 16 runs batted in, and he's gotten better in the last five games. Again, he was available if you wanted to make a play. Nobody wants to make a play for someone who costs more. And when you start doing that regularly, you better hope Rowdy Tellez is going to be looked at as a waste of money.
And then we get to another uncomfortable one. Yeah, Rowdy Tellez is supposed to be here hitting home runs.
And again,
it's only April. I get it. Yeah. But they're in second last place now, and they've lost six in a row, and they show signs of disappearing.
And ever since his jumping in for Bednar, he's hitting like 105 or something.
Then we get to another uncomfortable one. What do you do with Henry Davis? Grandal, I think, has begun his rehab at AAA, if I'm not mistaken.
He had a home run.
Joey Bart is significant. He's now played two games in a row. So to me, that's not what a backup does. A backup doesn't play two games in a row. What do you do with Henry Davis? I think you almost have to send him to the minors.
Eventually, if Grandal comes up, probably, and that's okay. I mean, that really is okay for now.
But it's a horrible, horrible development to have happened here.
It is, but listen, there have been a lot of other guys who've done that too and then come back and done well. I'm just saying that if that's a necessary step, then you do it. But I also think because no one else is hitting and he needs to hit, I'd put him at DH, take his mind off of catching for a while, if that's the case, and see how that goes. Tell him just concentrate on getting your swing. Let's do that first. Forget about all the stuff. You've done well as a catcher. We know that now. Let's get your bat going. Got to do something to get his
bat. Well, I would tell you that they have, you know, I would tell you that as soon as Grandal is ready, if it's not getting better, you send him down. You have to.
Well, I would agree, but I'm saying for the time being,
yes.
What do you do with him? You can't just bench him every single day. You got to do something to awaken the bat.
You got to try and get him going. I get that. But the other part of it is if it doesn't get going, I mean, I can't imagine Grandal is what? He's probably like a week away or something, right? He's probably not that far away.
Right.
I mean, if we're still talking about this being a complete disaster, then you're going to have to send Davis down. As much as I hate it for him and I hate it for what it means in terms of this team, I just feel like, you know what, you have to do everything in your power, basically, to try and get him on track. And if it means – and here's the other thing. If it means sending him down, it means sending him down, but it's just crazy to me.
Well, the good news is, am I looking at this year? Yeah, Indianapolis has played 19 games. There's guys down there who should probably be up here and vice versa. Jared Triolo is another one who, I mean, he can't hit, you know. He had a decent average, I guess, last year. He doesn't hit for power. You drafted a kid 7th overall who's batting .385 in the minors with a .590 slugging percentage. Get Gonzalez up here and give him the job, for God's sakes. What are we waiting for? Another Jared Triolo game? And Shelty batted Triolo 3rd in a game against the Mets.
Again, it's shuffling every day to try to find something that works, and it's not working.
I could have told him that wasn't going to work.
Here's one thing that doesn't work. A lot of these guys, these baseball, they like to have some variation or some form of routine. And this thing where you basically every day shuffle the deck and do whatever you have to do to put them in different spots, I don't know if that helps either. I know that you're looking at numbers and you're trying to maximize against every pitcher and every single and all this other stuff. Sometimes you just got to let your guys figure it out. And I think that hurts. I do, Joe, love their infatuation with Triolo.
Again, he's a good player on a good guy to have as a bench utility guy. I put him in the same category as Joe.
For his glove.
For his glove, but I think that's okay. You could spot start him here and there. I have no problem with that. But the problem with this team is they have too many of the same kind of players who are mostly utility players playing every day.
They're carrying a guy in McCutchen who never plays the field and isn't hitting.
Right, and that's why you have to make a change there. Sorry.
To me, you have Triolo, Bart, and I said it before, Triolo, Bart, and Joe, if they're your Sunday lineup guys, then you're doing pretty good, which is what they're supposed to be. Yeah. Tellez, however, what was one of the things that everybody asked about Tellez when they signed him? Are you going to get 2022 Tellez or 2023 Tellez? And so far, we've gotten 2023 Tellez, and that ain't good.
Another guy who's hitting in the minors is Peguero, up around 300. Where is he?
I thought he was going to make the opening day roster.
Is G1 Bay hurt?
He's on a rehab.
He was off to a great start there, and he was
a prototypical leadoff hitter, too.
At least he has something defining.
You haven't mentioned
his game.
Michael A. Taylor. Have we done anything with him other than $4 million?
He got off to a great start. I said when they signed him, if the lineup's good around him, I'm all right with having a great defensive center fielder.
Right. We have a lot of good fielders.
Plus, their defense stinks this year. Right. Not him necessarily, but Charrington commented on that yesterday. They're one of the worst defensive teams in baseball so far.
Yeah.
Well, but the one thing you thought they'd be really good at.
And what was our discussion before the season? Wow, they got so much better up the middle. They're going to be really good up the middle. Michael A. Taylor's been good in the field for them, so he's done his job. But at the end of the day, the other guys...
He's crashed back down to earth with his hitting.
Well, I mean, we knew that was going to happen. But they signed him. He's the one guy they signed as he's going to make our defense better. And when he's played, he makes them better in the field. But Cruz has not been great at short. Their second baseman, doesn't matter which one that's playing, hasn't made them better, right?
Well, Cruz is the last one that we should talk about next because he's supposed to be their best player. We will do that next. Then Bob has a showdown.
By the way, you know the one thing we forgot?
Huh.
With all that we said about Henry Davis, the other thing is he's 0 for 18. Well, the Pirates catchers are 0 for 18 throwing guys out. Trying to steal second.
Yeah. And I don't know how much of that's on the pitchers.
A lot of it's on the pitchers.
But 0 for 18.
I mean, yeah. I don't have the exact breakdown of, but I would be willing to bet many of those are Davis.
Yeah.
So
there's no question. But I was looking around the league too, and it's just impossible for catchers these days, given some of these pitchers, and they're you know guys are halfway or more to second base before they even get the ball. So unless you put one right on the money at 120 miles an hour to the shortstop or second baseman, you're not going to get those guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.